Welcome to installment 81 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will once again discuss prohibition number 356, the prohibition of machzir grushose, that a man should return and remarry his wife after he has divorced her and she has remarried in the interim. In the section of divorce in Parshas Ki Tsetse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, after discussing a case of divorce, the verse discusses what happens when she remarries. And then in verse 3 in that section, the verse says, if the second husband then divorces her, or if the second husband dies, then lo yuchol bai laharishin, that the first husband who originally sent her away is prohibited from taking her back. After literally she has become impure, which is referring to her marriage to the second husband, which is considered to be an impurity since he has already married her and now he has divorced her. Now she has been with another man. It is improper for him to take her back. And this is prohibition number 356, the prohibition against remarrying one's wife after one has divorced her and she is remarried in the... This prohibition, in fact, takes you by lashes, says the Rambam, and therefore we know it is a biblical prohibition. The details of it are discussed many places in the Tractate Yevamos. In Old Legal Code, the Rambam tells us that this prohibition includes a case when a man's wife has committed adultery with someone, that after she has done such an act, he is prohibited from remaining with her. He is prohibited from taking her back, because this is also a type of remarriage, so to speak. Since she has had a willing relationship with another man, he is prohibited from taking her back. The Ramban, however, counts this as a separate mitzvah. There is one prohibition against remarrying her after he has divorced her and she is remarried, and another prohibition against living with her after she has committed adultery with another man. It has been explained that it is actually a mitzvah for a man to take back his first wife if she has not remarried in the interim. Our sages tell us that this actually was done with the father of Moshe Rabbeinu and his wife. As the story is told, that Amram separated from Yocheved after the decree of Pharaoh to kill all of the Jewish male children who were born. However, their daughter Miriam said that the decree that he has made is even worse than the decree of Pharaoh. Pharaoh decreed only against the boys. However, since Amram separated from his wife, he is in effect decreeing even against the birth of girls. After hearing this, Amram remarried Yocheved, and as a result of their remarriage, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The Rakanti explains that when a get is written, it is known as a Sefer Krisus, a document which cuts off in the expression of the Torah. However, Krisus is actually a plural form. Why does it use this plural form? And he explains that it implies that there are two different sorts of separation. Two different connections are cut. First of all, the physical connection between the two bodies, and second of all, a spiritual connection, that their neshamas, their souls, have also become connected, and they are also separated as a result of the divorce. So too, it could be understood the mitzvah involved in reuniting these two parts of the soul, which, as we have explained previously, that the couple are really palga de gufa. Each one is only half of one general soul, and although they have been separated as a result of the divorce, it is still a mitzvah, if at all possible, that they should be reunited. However, in this prohibition we see that this only applies before the woman has remarried. Once she has remarried, we have this prohibition 356 against reuniting together. The Chinuch explains the reason for this prohibition, that this is similar to adultery or immorality. It would seem to be very simple, similar to adultery, that a man's wife should have relations with another man and then be able to come back to him. And even though technically she was not married to him originally, and then had relations with the other man when she was married to him, and then divorced him and is now coming back, nevertheless it is so similar to an adulterous relationship that the Torah makes it forbidden. Other reasons are also given by the commentaries. such as that this we have mentioned before, that it is close to an idea of wife swapping, that it would make possible wife swapping in a so-called legal way. If they would want to change partners for a while, each man could divorce his wife, God forbid, and then take another one's wife, divorce her, and return. As the Malbim explains, that it could be even that a rich person will see the wife of a poor person, take a fancy to her, and give a lot of money in order that the poor man should divorce his wife. And this, again, it could be easily understood, would lead to great immorality. The Abarbanel gives another explanation for this mitzvah. He explains that after a man divorces his wife, very often he still has a desire to take her back, which, as we have mentioned, is in fact a mitzvah, and very often happens. What happens then when she remarries another man? The first husband has not lost his love for his first wife, and therefore he has not given up hope of getting her back. Should he be allowed to get her back, he will do everything he can to undermine her new marriage. He will put things in the mind of her new husband in order that he should lose his desire for her and that he should consider her to be wicked and so on. And by doing so, eventually he could perhaps interfere in their marriage and cause the second husband to divorce her. And then he will be able to carry through his goal of remarrying his original wife. In order to avoid such a situation, the Torah made it forbidden to marry her again. Once she is remarried to another man, he will henceforth forbidden from taking her back. And the Torah does this in order to discourage this act of theft by encouraging her divorce, encouraging her second husband to sever his connection with her. A final reason which is given for this prohibition is that when they were first married, this husband and wife had a complete attraction and a complete unity with each other. They were unified both physically and spiritually. And even after they have divorced, the husband holds some chance, some hope, that he will once more regain his previous wife and she will return to him and in the same situation as they were when they were first married. And so too, his wife subconsciously retains that hope that they will regain their previous status when they were newlyweds. However, this lasts only until she finds a new husband. Once she remarries, the previous connection between them is totally lost. She no longer expects to go back to him, and he no longer expects to get her back. If the second husband now should divorce her, there is no connection left between them. There is no connection between the first husband and his wife. Any time they would get back together would not be a true expression of love and a true unity of both body and soul. Rather, it would just be because of physical attraction or because of convenience or some other purpose. Therefore, says the Torah, since their connection between each other has been severed, and any remarriage on their part would be an incomplete one, it would not be a full unity and a full loving relationship between a husband and a wife, therefore the Torah declares it forbidden. That the only type of marriage allowed by the Torah and encouraged by the Torah is when the husband and wife can be completely united and the relationship between them can be one of love, one of respect, and complete both in the physical and spiritual sense. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichos in English in area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.